Father, thank you for this day. Father, give us wisdom as we understand your words this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, if we can actually all of us read from the Lord's Prayer, we always pray this prayer all the time. But do we really understand a portion of it? It says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now let's stop there. We always say the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't matter where we go. If we can go to a funeral and they're reciting this, we can go to a church, they're reciting this. Anywhere we go, I mean, even the people who don't know the Lord, they're always trying to recite this prayer. But it says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. As we forgive our debtors. And I think as believers, sometimes it is something so difficult for us to do. We say it and the Lord asked us to do it. You see what I'm saying? But we don't follow through. We can actually see that the Lord is asking us to forgive those who do something against us. I've seen a lot of people, like in businesses, you know, somebody does something to them. I can even talk for experience. When somebody told me, just put the outdoor equipment, and then so I can call for my second payment in the house so I can pay you. I'll pay you in 3 days. Therefore, I set the equipment outside, and then 3 days later, the guy goes into bankrupt. So as you pass his office or you pass his house, how do you respond? Did you know what I'm saying? See, so how, you know, we're inclined, but we are believers. Do you see what I'm saying? We are believers. How do we respond to that? You know? You got people, I have seen people also that, you know, in marriages, you know, in businesses, in whatever. Driving on the beltway, somebody cuts you off. How do you respond to that? You got people who are in marriage, you know, and they go to a divorce, a bitter divorce. Bitter. And I've seen people like that. I got somebody that works with me that is being divorced for maybe 2 years now, and their divorce is so bitter, but they can't stand each other. How do you respond to that? To forgive our debts as we forgive. So sometimes we see these things, Lord, how do I move to that level where I'm forgiving, somebody? How do I forgive that person? When I pass through his house, right, how is my attitude? You know how your heart actually races when you see that person? And that person could be a believer. And you walk to that church and he's sitting in the back seat. How is your mental attitude towards that person? You worship in the Lord. You went to worship. But you see in that person there, you're like, But it's, you know, we do it. How do we get rid of that? How does the word say, let not bitterness or anger, malice, and on and on and on, but walk by the Spirit. That's the secret. Think about the Lord in the cross. He said that, you know, as we forgive our debtors. Yes, Lord Jesus, so easy for you to say that because you're the Lord. You can forgive like this. But it says, Our Father in heaven. That's the other ticket here. Our Father. When he was on the cross, one thief on this side, one thief on that side, the people in front of them, a week before that, they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name who comes in the name of the Lord. A week later, there they were, crucify him, crucify him. The day before Passover, they're mocking him. He said he was going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Look at him now. He can't come from the cross. Come from the cross and we will believe in you. And what did he say? Father, forgive them. Our Father in heaven. So he said, Father, forgive them. The point is, he could have said, I forgive you. He could have said, I forgive you. And he will forgive because he's God. He could have told the people, I forgive you. But he cried out, Father, forgive them. He went to a level where the Father is the judge. Sometimes we want to take the Lord's place. We want to be the judge. The Word of God says, do not take revenge. He says, I am the judge. But Lord, they hurt me so bad. They hurt me so bad that it hurts when I see them. It hurts when I think of them. It hurts when I see them at church. It hurts when I even see, when I hear the name. And it's true. But let all bitterness, anger, malice, put aside, take it away. Not until we have total forgiveness. I can tell you from my own experience, not until I pray for that individual or individuals daily, that I was able to put away the bitterness towards them. Not until then, because it's so hard. When I see them, it comes back. When you forgive them, that peace, the peace of the Lord just is in you. But when you see them, it comes back. You see what I'm saying? So how do you get rid of it? So you have to forgive them totally. If you don't, you start building this prison inside of you with 3-foot walls of concrete. You're bouncing back and forward. And you're hurting yourself. The other person is just like, he's happy as can be. But you in your own prison, you're bouncing back and forward, hurting yourself. And your Christian walk with the Lord is down this barrel. You just want that revenge that you think on yourself. The more upset I get, the more justice God is going to do. Lord, when are you going to do justice for that person? And I'm waiting, God, to see the justice. But God says, God is slow to anger. See what I'm saying? He says, in my time, I will do justice. But it's not your job, it's my job. I will do it. You just follow my words. Follow my examples. Follow my commandments. But Lord, that's it. The Lord says, just be filled with the Spirit. Outside of being filled with the Spirit, we're going to be wasting time. You're going to be inside with that prison walls. And not until we learn how to forgive others, the full blessings will come. Because the Lord says, how can you go and worship and you have something against your brother? How can you give? And the majority of these problems happens within our household, our people that we love. It happens. All the churches. And every single one of us, I'm sure something has happened where somebody did something against us. I guarantee you that. I'm not going to put a dollar amount, but I'm sure. You know? I'm sure. Somebody has done something to us that we resent. Every single one of us. And more than once. More than once. But how do we get out of it? You see what I'm saying? It is a lie from the enemy. Because the first thing that he tells us to do, you avoid them. Yes, you can do that. But even if you avoid them, it's still in your thinking. It's still in your heart, and that has to get out. And it won't get out until you have full forgiveness. Because what happens, every time it triggers, you give in room for bitter anger. The peace of the Lord just goes away. It goes away. I have experienced it myself. As soon as I ask for forgiveness for that person, and I ask for forgiveness for myself, the peace of the Lord comes. And I love it. But as soon as I think about it, comes back again. So, but what God has done, He has taken our sin, He has tossed it from one side, not the earth, but the universe, from east to the west. Basically, He removed it. But what do we do? Bring it back to the table. That person did that to me. Lord, I want justice today. That's what we say. I want justice. So not until we have total forgiveness that we actually be able to remove those things. And it comes with prayer. It doesn't just come just by coming. It comes from meditating. The book of Proverbs is so full with the word of God that will help us to get out of it. Out of it. If it just happens once to you, you can work on it. But when it happens twice, three times, it is much harder. I've seen people that you can take it even to another area in their lives that they start spiraling down in their lives, that they can emotionally distraught. It's possible. I ministered to a lady this week where her husband took his life, unfortunately, because of somebody did something to him. Two people went into business. He was a third person. He invited those two to come into his business. And then those two decided that they don't need him. They're going to just buy him out. And they bought him out for very little money. And he couldn't take it. Left two children. One was going to get married very soon. Couldn't take it. That's what bitterness does to you. That's what anger does to you. That's what malice does to you. So we have to be so careful. How do we deal with anger? It's quickly, it's like a little fire, you know? It's just, you can destroy things so quickly. And we take it for granted sometimes that we get upset. No, it is just a symptom. How quickly do we react when we get upset? It is a symptom. You know, forgiveness. You know, if you have trouble forgiving, there's something there that is not between you and God. We got to get there to the point where we actually, in communion with God, forgiving each other. Can you imagine living in a place where you forgive, where you forgive, where you forgive? You live in that peace of God. Rather than being in a misery that we are all the time. Yeah, you can live miserable for 3 months. What's the point? That person, for him, is just, or for her, could be that. He doesn't even know that you're suffering inside like that. For him, he's just another one of his deals. But for you, how does that affect your family as well? How does that affect our attitude toward our children, our family, our spouses? Yeah? It could be devastating. But the Lord says, forgive them as we forgive those who trespass or, you know, our debtors. Because He knew Himself that on the cross He had to forgive, and He gave us that example. To the extreme where He's been crucified. To the extreme that He had two holes in His hands. And between His feet, pegged on the cross, and still say, Father, forgive them. And people do a scratchy thing to us, and we can't forgive. See what I'm saying? It could be devastating. But the Lord knows He gives us the capacity to get out of it. That's why He says, as we forgive. He gave us the example so we can also do that ourselves. Because if not, it's going to devastate us one day. And it will. If we continue not forgiving, our hearts are going to create a scar tissue that is going to be as hard as this. That even when the word of God comes in, it's going to ricochet, it's not going to get in. Because it's so hard. He wants a soft heart. He wants that heart, His word, to go through so we can grow spiritually. If not, it's just going to ricochet. And when somebody does something so small to us, we're going to react. How are we reacting? Are we pleasing Him who says, Father, forgive them? Or are we pleasing ourselves just to get mad? Vengeance is the Lord. I will repay, says the Lord. Not you. So may the Lord give us wisdom to understand when somebody does something to us, that we'll be able to just as Father forgive them. Do you think God is big enough to handle your scenario? To forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness? You are the child of God. You're born of the Spirit. You are in the Beloved. He has you in His hands. That means nothing. It's like a little fly. You can go like this and kill it. That's how He wants us to deal with anger. Take it out of our system. Throw it away. It's not worth it. But it is a process. And we have to learn to live that process. Only by the feeling of the Holy Spirit in us, we can be able to do that. In the flesh, we're going to fail. Under the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to win because that's His life. Amen?